Thanks, Whack. That was Grace.
Adrian Just.
This is the BBC.
Are you bored with your present job? Not getting enough money? Or are you unemployed? Well, there's a whole new world waiting for you here at the BBC. We are the lads of the BBC. The
Dear Mum, arrived at the Beeb 1800 hours and whew, it's really great. First person I met was an old bloke with a row of medals called a commissionaire.
Hey, short ass, what you got in those sandwiches?
Cool. I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of some of the weapons they got here. They have developed a liquid what is deadlier than napalm and as lethal as the Exocet, codenamed the Brown Death, or as they call it in the canteen, gravy. Next stop was Telly Centre, where there's a battalion of men with pink trousers and stopwatches round their necks what talks funny.
Sorry, love, I'm trying to paint pictures with light here, darling. I mean, I can't have all these interruptions, can I?
They're called producers. But believe me, Mum, you do see the world here.
Oh, yes, son, I've seen it all. The Middle East, Germany, the Falklands, North America.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a film editor in the newsroom.
The BBC, where you'll always get that personal touch. If you're not careful.
Oh, it's a wonderful institution. But what am I doing in an institution?
Sweet dreams are made.
We're pleased to hear we'll be keeping the Merseyside motif in evidence on this show because there's more comedians per square foot in Liverpool than anywhere else in the world. And we'll be hearing from a few of them between now and two. That's the Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams. You should be so lucky.
No, I had a shocking dream the other night. A shocking dream. I dreamt three of my pals and myself, we went to hell. Yes. And when we got down there, the devil said to the first one, he said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I haven't done anything wrong." He said, "I've never neglected the wife." He said, "I don't go with women. I don't drink and I don't smoke. I don't know why I'm here." He said, "The other one, what about you?" He said, "Well, I'm the same as him." He said, "I've never neglected the wife." He said, "I don't go with women. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't know why I'm here." And the third one, exactly the same. Then he came to me. He said, "What about you, Miller?" I said, "I'm entitled to be here." I said, "I've done everything wrong. I've neglected the wife, I've smoked, I've gone with women." He said, "You're the boy I'm looking for." He said, "Do you know what I'm going to do?" I said, "No." He said, "I'm going to burn the other three and you and I are going to have a night out."
His wife says, "You know, every time you're going to a pub, the devil goes in with you." He says, "Well, if he does, he pays for his own drinks." It's the band, a.k.a. Radio 1, the band AKA, you've got to put some joy into your life. Yes, do it right now. Give somebody a ring and say, hello.
Hello, operator.
Oh, hello. Can you give me Clanfair Carineon 2572?
Where?
Clanfair Carineon 2572.
How'd you spell it?
Well, two, that's T-W-O.
No, the other bit, the Clanfair Carineon.
Listen, love, if I could spell it, I'd send him a postcard.
Which reminds me, if the makers of Paraquat phoned up the arsenic people, might it be a poison-to-poison call?
Oh, you are my love.
My love.
Go on.
That's the title from the Liverpool Express, like. And let's face it, Liverpudlians have been much maligned in the past, especially from some southerners. For example, take that terrible incident last year at the Safari Park.
To read about that, wasn't that awful? That terrible case in Safari Park. Dreadful, that. Where the coach was going through, and the fella said, stop the coach, and there's this lion eating a little lad. Eating him! This fella said, I'm not having that. Gone up the coach, ran over, butt, butt, welly, welly, stamp, stamp. Flat out the lion, and all the newspapers are there, click, click, click. And they were saying, how did you do it?
Well, it was nothing, you know, I'd seen it, like, and, I was dicing with it, so, you know, I got off, I went over. The lion come at me like that, you know, I went back like that, you know. And I just, like, you know, threw the head in like that. And as it went down, I sent the Simpson through, you know.
The fella said, you're a hero, an absolute hero. Which part of London are you from?
He said, I'm not from London, I'm from Liverpool.
Next day in the paper, Liverpool hooligan destroys child's pet.
Yes!
Consequences, altered cases, broken noses, altered faces, my ego altered. Altered egos, wherever I go, so does me go. Walk through the fields where the flowers are growing. Carve out your names on the first tree you see. There are 22 catches when you strike your matches. Get down on your knees in the tunnel of love. Gave up your friends for a new way of life, and both ended up as ex-husband and wife. There were 22 catches when you struck your matches and threw away your life in the tunnel of love.
The tunnel.
Of Love, Funboy 3. Which reminds me, Bernard Manning's up in Liverpool next week. That's how they're cleaning the Mersey Tunnel. Pulling him through it. Actually, I see they took an aerial picture of the docks yesterday, but it didn't come out. One of the dockers moved.
You hear about the docker walking along the dock road? Kicking the tortoise to death. The The policeman said, what are you doing that for? He said, it's been following me about all day.
I'm not going to say a thing about doctors, because as you know, things are slack on the docks and fellas are taking stuff back. But... no, because my dad used to be on the docks. He's working now. But, he was in C division, you know. See that? See these? See... they caught him coming out the gate with a pumpkin. The Bobby said, where are you going with that pumpkin? He said, oh, God, it's not midnight already, is it? But...
I love the dockers. I love the dockers. One fella's coming out the dock gate and the copper says, come here, what have you got on you? And he said, nothing. And he legs it down the dock road and the copper's chasing him. Does a flying rugby tackle and brings him down. He said, you've got nothing on you? He said, I told you I didn't. He said, what were you running for? He said, I was timing you for tomorrow night. They have the names. They have the names. I love them names. There's one fella, they call him the poet. He says, this job is just like heaven. I haven't done a tap since 11:30. And the boss heard him, he said, hickety dickety dock, pick your cards up at 5:00.
My favourite story is the 12 dockers pulling a ship in on a rope. The rope broke and none of them fell over.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites, get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Choices ago, I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a call. Catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the Israelite.
Days of yesteryear, the Israelites. And that came from Desmond Decker. Although, should that be Decor?
Cooey, Mr. Finkelstein!
Hello? Who's that?
Julien Le Perrot from Perrot Furnishings Lab, you remember?
Oh, yeah, the interior decorator.
Yes. Now, how do you want me to furnish this room?
Mr. Le Julien, I want nothing but the best.
Right. Now, what period would suit you?
Period? Period? What's punctuation got to do with it?
Oh, no, no. I mean the style, darling. Would you prefer French?
French, I don't think.
Well, what about Regency?
Regency, smegency.
Oh, well, modern would go very nicely in here.
Modern?
Well... you must decide on a period, love.
Well, what do you think, dear?
Hey, me, I don't mind. I just want my friend should walk in, take one look, and drop dead. Period.
I've got some posers like that near me. This woman said, Adrian, would you mind fetching me some pepper? I said, certainly, white pepper or black pepper? She said, neither, toilet pepper. Ballet having a few communication problems. Methinks they are not alone.
Mr. Weinstein?
What is it?
Red in blue is brown.
And one in one is two.
No, think, Mr. Weinstein. Red in blue is brown.
Wait a minute. It sounds like some kind of a password.
Now you're beginning to get it.
Mister, I don't think it's me you want. It must be my son, the spy. Come in.
What do you want?
Mr. Weinstein, I understand you're head of communications in this outfit. You're in charge of the carrier pigeons.
We're out of date. Right now we're working on ways to make the carrier pigeon obsolete. We've been working for months to perfect a substitute. But this time I think we've got it. There he is.
Agent X-43 reporting.
A carrier parrot.
Send help immediately.
Yes, go on.
To Agent 284 in Uruguay.
Yes, send help to Uruguay. Yes, go on.
Russians are prepared to infiltrate.
Yes, go on.
Yes, go on. Yes, go on.
Infiltrate where?
Infiltrate where? Infiltrate where?
This is your last chance, Polly. Infiltrate where?
Where? Where? Where?
That's what I call a dead parrot.
You fools. That parrot could speak six languages. It was a sort of polyglot. Talking of spies, reminds me of Cheltenham. And here's one for everybody who's going to the races there next week. 3 degrees with the runner. It's Leslie Ann. Damn boy. Yes, I'll be down the bookies next week, giving them all my money. 3 degrees with the runner. Which reminds me of the story of the deaf bookies runner.
Larry?
Yeah, boss?
I'm 5 grand short in the takings.
What takings?
Today's takings. Where's that runner?
Surely, he's over here.
Go and get him. You can do the sign language. I never did trust him the minute I clapped eyes on him.
Hey, old boss.
Ask him if he knows about 5 grand gone missing.
No, he don't.
Ask him again. Make sure.
No, he says he don't know nothing about it, boss.
Tell him this is his last chance. If I don't get that 5 grand back, I'm gonna send the boys round, turn his drum over, work him over, and break every bone in his body. Tell him that straight up.
I think he means it, Charlie. What? You got it? It's where? In the left luggage office at Euston. Right.
What's he say?
He says, bugger off!
Yeah.
in a chain.
For everybody on our Liverpool week out, Shaking Stevens, This Old Scouse. Well, I'm in Liverpool myself tomorrow, so I better swat up on the lingo.
There are five vowels in Scouse. Having mastered these, you can then go on to the more intricate grammatical forms, particularly the mersey-propism, where you take the misuse of words and raise it to the level of an art form. Of course I can eat meat on Friday. I've got a condensation from the Archbishop. You do get this in other parts of the country. I mean, a woman from Kent, for example, might say, in my garden, I've got a beautiful row of salivas. But, I mean, a good Scouse would say, well, you better put a ruddy great clump of spetunias on the other corner.
Well, as Kenny Everett says, you're suffering from wear and tear and the burn and girder. They'll kill me at Tranmere Rovers tomorrow. Here's Talk Talk. Foolish friend from Talk Talk. And we played Talk Talk because today's the anniversary of the first party political broadcast back in 1954. And they've been giving them ever since, haven't they? Ministers with portfolio, ministers without portfolio, and ministers slightly the worse for wear.
Good, it is, evening. I am a spokesman for the Ministry of, Communications. And we thought it would be a good idea if I came along this evening and told you all what was the picture as to what the folk at the ministry think they're doing, and I should know what they're doing because I am one of them. One of them. I should know what I'm doing, but I don't. want you to think that we... at the, where is it? The ministry are sitting down on our fat chance we get to sit down. Because we are constantly on each other's toes. And secretaries. Secretaries are buzzing around. And each girl giving her utmost to whoever needs it. Finally, in confusion, I would like to say unequivocal. I would like, but I can't. But what I can say is this: peace. Peace, that's what we all want. And we cannot get this alone. And that is why I am meeting the French Minister for Communications directly after this broadcast. In his own words, we go out and get peace together.
And I see next Tuesday, in a fight against inflation, the Chancellor is determined to take a stand. It'll be in Oxford Street selling bootlaces. Number 40, Mezzo 40.
I thought it was only 30 round here.
And now, boozers of the world unite, because today in 1978, the Reader's Digest finally allowed alcohol adverts to be run in their magazine. After they'd banned them back in the Prohibition days, saying...
Drink is the refreshment of the devil.
Oh, get off, woman.
No, I don't know. Listening to this lot, she may have a point.
Landlord, can I play the piano?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. I couldn't when I came in. I went home to the wife last night. I says, darling, drink makes you look beautiful. She says, I haven't been drinking. I says, no, but I have. I say, have you spilled your drink down the front of my trousers?
No.
Just as I thought, it's an inside job. It
Excuse me, could you tell me where the other side of the rose is, please?
It's over there.
Oh, some fool sent me over here. did you hear about Harry Hammond?
No.
He was mending the gutter yesterday and he fell off the roof.
No. Yes.
He was lying on the ground. His wife rushed out. She says, what happened? Harry says, I don't know. I only just got here myself.
Ah, they knew how to write jokes in those days, didn't they? They just didn't bother. I've got a bloke like that near me. He doesn't drink much, he spills most of it. It's the only chap I've seen with cirrhosis of the bootlaces.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
Shh.
I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now, and I can put you back down too. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it.
Got a good goalie, Dave Cinderella Most. Call him Cinderella because he's always running away from the ball. A bit like Bob the Cat Bevan, really.
I'm a goalkeeper of some note, and I'm known as the Cat, largely because I give my defence kittens. And I'm an athlete of Olympic standard. It's hardly my fault Sabutio is not an official Olympic event. And then I got a blue at Oxford. I'd have had the pink if it hadn't been behind the black. Of course, I'm getting closer to retiring by the day now, and there have been little hints dropped, like they keep putting my gloves up for sale. Like the other way, I had one pair of Pat Jennings goalkeeping gloves. Hardly used. And, you know, I think another sign of my fast going downhill occurred the other week when, for the first time in my career, I was spoken to by the referee about time wasting. The referee came up to me and said, Cat, you're wasting your bloody time.
Do with a man like that in our side. I remember the last match at Birmingham. I'm not saying it was bad, but the referee was elected man of the match. Mind you, I've been practicing for tomorrow. Not playing. All the lingo lot. Oh, football's a game of two halves, sick as a parrot, over the moon, and played him off the park.
A walk in the park. I've got to get some sense back into my head. I'm in the dark. Where I'm being led, I'd give the world to set the clock.
Nick Straker Band, I'll Walk in the Park. It's like the bloke who got a job in a park picking up leaves. First day, broke his leg, fell out the tree. Oh dear. Back to the Scouse jokes, I think.
In fact, there are only two jokes in the whole of Scouse. One is a simple disjunction of one word, and the other is a disassociation of place. And from these two jokes, all Scouse humour comes. The first one, why did the chicken cross the road softly? Because he couldn't walk hardly. And the other one is a disassociation of place, you know, a lorry driver, hey mate, where's the urinal? I don't know, how many funnels has she got? All other Liverpool humour follows a pattern according to this. You know, the typical schoolboy, you know, the geography class. Where is Sarawak? I don't know, cock. All other so-called Liverpool humour follows after these in a sort of way, but there's a, you know, there's a sort of progression about it. You know, you start off, what has one wheel and flies? A barrel load of manure. Soon everybody knows this, then you've got to change it. You know, you have to think of something else. You say, you know, what has three legs and flies? Manx trousers.
It's that lad in school. The teacher says, where was the Greek god called Atlas? It's his place, sir, because he never wore a hat.
She burst in at the doorway, says you're a creep, you. You told me you'd be back by 12, now it's 2:30. If you think I'm gonna take this, you got another thing coming to you. You said you'd fix the car, man, that adds up too. Then you go disappear down here, I didn't know what to do. I said, come on, woman, keep you cool, I'm drinking beer and playing pool.
Their album, The Chromatics, Drinking Beer and Playing Pool.
Drink is the refreshment of the devil.
I'll give it a rest, dear. Well, not so much the beer now, it's more the pool we're concerned with.
Mr. Davis? Huh? Mr. Frederick Davis?
Yes?
Well, I'm from Littlewoods.
Littlewoods? Littlewoods? After all these years, I've done it! $500,000!
Afraid not, sir. We're the other one. We've just done your wife for shoplifting.
Yes, I can just see her now. The silver glinting in her hair. The detective taking it out, one fork at a time.
Time.
Ooh, isn't this the business? Kissing the Pink with the last film. Well, that's the last one for me. See you at the Radio 1 football match tomorrow. I'll be the one with the knobbly knees who doesn't understand the offside law. And if I survive that, back on the radio next Saturday. Hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, from Ron Belcher and myself, Adrian Just, it's all the best. And we'll leave you with this thought. If a dog came up against four trees, would it not have a leg to stand on? Where we say...
Have a nice day.
To Jonathan King.